from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Standing by for Andrew Chafin, our Rangers Players Show guest. If the Rangers get a win last night over the Pittsburgh Pirates, they've won 2 in a row, 4-3. Rangers get the dub. That was after Dane Dunning had to leave the game early due to some exit velo problems. But 2 at-bats, 2 home runs for Corey Seager, hits his 27th and 28th of the season. And Rangers able to get that victory. And we'll see if they're able to go get their first series win. Really be their second since the All-Star break if they're able to get a win tonight.
Yeah, the White Sox, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's really, if you look at the Rangers, it's just really unfortunate. The schedule they didn't get off to a great start. They stayed around 500. And even if they were playing really, really well, we would talk about the games or the series that they had to play after the All-Star break with those opponents. And we would have been, man, if they could just survive this. For a team that's kind of scuffling along a little bit, there were some tough series for them to have to deal with. Yankees, Boston, Twins, that wasn't easy at all. Really wasn't.
Segment, of course, brought to you by Frankel & Frankel and Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Yeah, I was listening to KNC talk about this earlier. Like, when did it go wrong?
Yeah.
And Mike did bring up, obviously the injuries have been a huge thing the entire season, but they went on that road trip, and then they go ahead and what ends up happening is they have that doubleheader, right, against Oakland, and then they get swept by Colorado.
Yes.
And they had a winning record going into Colorado.
And Colorado had won 9 games at the time.
Them and Chicago, worst teams in Major League Baseball, right? Yeah. So then you get swept, and you're thinking, what the hell happened here? And then Simeon also kind of went on a bad downward trend, and ever since then they just have not played winning baseball. Yeah. So, it's a tough deal when it comes to, of course, hey, what hasn't really gone wrong this year, but right. If you want to pinpoint a certain spot, I thought Mike brought up, hey, that is a time that you can look at on the schedule. Things have not quite been the same since then.
No, I just remember the Colorado, that you're right about the series in Oakland, and there was that doubleheader, and then, and you're thinking like, boy, they're going to make some hay here. And then they had a pretty good series against the A's. And then the trip moved on to Colorado, and it's just like, it was just awful. And never since then, you're right. But there's some things when you have a bad season, you have to do, it's self-reflective. You have to go in there and say, okay, what did we do? Yeah, there's so many things you can draw from, because you did win a World Series. You did have this, this championship moment. And now you're thinking, okay, let's see if we can do, and things change. Never, seasons are always different with everything, But then all of a sudden now you're sitting there and you're like going, man, we cannot point our finger or put our finger on really what is the main reason that they're having the struggles.
Standing by, we'll get Andrew Chafin on here in just a moment. But you're right. And, I mean, the bullpen has not really been a huge issue. There's been moments, no. Of course, as there will be. But it was like a year ago we were talking, oh, the bullpen. But the bullpen's been pretty damn strong for the sure. majority of the season.
If you could get the thing to the eighth and the ninth with a lead, the Rangers don't ever play with a lead anymore. They just yeah. don't. They I mean, they just. It's very, very rare that you see the Rangers play with a lead. So, yeah, I would just that's something I think that when they look back on the season, that would be the issues that I think would happen, yeah.
All right, about to jump into the Rangers Players Show brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? As we're about to be joined by Andrew Chafin, one of your newest Texas Rangers and bullpen addition at the deadline, and he is with us now on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Andrew, how are you, sir? So how's Texas been so far?
Yeah, so far so good. A little bit hot, but I don't mind sweating, so I'm having fun.
So with the heat, do you think about ever getting rid of the hair and the stash?
No, actually, no, I'm not worried about it. I never thought about that.
As you shouldn't, dude. You are rocking that thing. Is that number one when people see you out in public, they ask you about the mullet and the mustache?
I think that's my giveaway, and that's how they realize who I am. If I cut that off, I could just slip through the crowd and nobody would have any idea.
Andrew, I understand that you're quite a connoisseur of farming equipment and things like that and tractors and stuff. What's your prized possession, if you had to say, of your machinery? What's the piece of machinery you're the most proud of?
Oh, I just picked up a Cat 320 last year. It's like a 55,000-pound excavator. But then I also just picked up a new D3 this year that I haven't really had a chance to run too awful much. So one of those two.
Would it be, okay, when you get on these excavators and stuff like that, is it something, is that trial by error, or do you kind of have a plan for how to use that? I mean, I guess you can't just jump on it and start moving stuff around. But do you ever once in a while do something you're like, oh, damn, I shouldn't have done that, or I'm doing this the right way now?
Well, what I've been doing over the last handful of years is, I like to call it research. My wife says I'm wasting time on YouTube. But there's some channels that I watch, and instead of, paying attention to the drama BS of the channel, I'm like watching how they do certain jobs, why they do it a certain sure. way, so I can learn how to be most efficient when I go to do the same stuff myself.
So what's kind of a day in the life for you outside of baseball then?
Well, in the off season, I usually get up, I don't know, no later than 4:30, go out to the shop for a couple few hours, work on whatever project I got going in there at the time, and then come in, help with the kids in the morning, and then go back out and start moving dirt, dropping trees, whatever we're getting into that day.
Man. Andrew, can you weld?
Yes.
Okay, that's another skill that I don't think I'd be any good at, though. How difficult is it to be a good welder?
Well, a good welder or like a farmer caliber welder?
Okay,
there's
so
a big difference.
Okay, the farmer guy, are you just putting stuff back together then that gets busted up? Or are you making fence posts or gates, or what's your welding then at the farm?
Oh, I mean, last year we welded up one of the the hay wagon broke. Yeah. But I mean, I've welded the aluminum boats back together. I've built stuff out of that, and I don't know. I've always said if it breaks, I can fix it. If it works,
right.
I can break it.
Well, outside of throwing a baseball really well, what would be the one skill that you're most proud of?
Ooh, I would kind of have to sum that up and be like, I'm pretty decent at everything and not really great at anything, but I can fix and do just about anything that needs done.
Is there one thing that you haven't been able to get good at skill-wise that you really want to get good at?
Ooh, time management.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. You get that. Andrew, do you fish?
As much as I can, yep.
Okay, are you a guy now? Do you fly fish, or you a spinning reel with open reel? How do you? What kind of equipment do you use?
Well, it depends on what we're going for. But if it was up to me, we'd be out on my John boat and going out catfishing deep holes of the river, post up, throw out some live bait, sit back, and see what hits.
Okay, let me. Okay, catfishing. Now, are we noodling then? Are we a guy that's going to jump in there and stick our arms in the holes, in the catfish holes, and pull them out?
I ain't scared to do it, but I won't do it until after I retire, in case there's a snake up in that hole or something, and it's not worth the risk.
Do you ever worry about gators or anything like that? You're talking about snakes, but do you ever worry about any other creatures when you're out there the waist deep in water?
No. I'm in Ohio, bud. We don't have anything to worry about.
I got you.
There you go.
I don't get out as much as I can. I stay on a boat in water, but don't know.
All right, gotcha. So I'm seeing, Andrew, that your nicknames are Big Country and the Sheriff. Does anybody actually refer to you by Big Country or the Sheriff?
The kids in the stands, basically.
Do you like those nicknames? No.
I don't really care. Just call me Andrew. Call me Chafin. It doesn't matter.
So when you get traded to the Texas Rangers, I always wonder, as a big leaguer, what goes into all that? Like, how challenging is it all of a sudden you're traded mid-season? Now you've got to go ahead and you've got the family. You're moving to a different place, new organization. You got to get reacclimated.
Now, the baseball side of it's easy. You show up, you're just putting a different jersey on, doing the same job. So, in a nutshell, that's the easy part. Hard part's when I got to explain to my children, well, I'm not going to be able to see you for a while, and I got to go to Texas. And they're like, what's Texas?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I mean, just the family side of things is the hard part. The baseball, that's the easy side of the transition.
Well, how are things, though? And this, we've heard nothing but positive things about that locker room you're in, that clubhouse and all that. Guys really accept you and been good to you, gracious to you as you've now on the team?
Yeah, I mean, going from Detroit, where I was one of the oldest guys, to being here where I feel like I'm middle of the pack, if not younger, it's nice to be around guys with the same maturity level, if you will, mm-hmm. same interests, same thought processes on things. So, you know, for me, it's been amazing coming over here. The guys have been great, and I've had a lot of fun.
Hey, Andrew, when I was I'm a much older guy. I'm like 60 years old. And when I was growing up as a kid.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In the 70s at baseball games, they used to have farm and ranch night. So they'd bring like cows out for milking and egg toss and stuff like that. Would you like to see? I think you'd have a great advantage at farm and ranch night to be a participant in that. Would you like to see maybe Major League Baseball bring those things back, where they bring cows out there and do stuff like that with animals?
I mean, it'd be something fun to do and get the fans a little more involved. But I'm here to pitch.
Yeah. I got you.
So, Friends in Low Places is your walk-up song. What went into that decision? Because it's a banger, of course, gets the crowd going.
Well, it's a funny story behind this. When they asked me in Detroit when I got there this year, what song do I want? I said, I don't care. Pick something good. And that's what they picked.
Wow. So you didn't even pick that one.
They said, what's that?
You didn't even pick that one.
No, it's just it kind of fell into my lap, I guess.
I love that. Okay, before we let you out of here, we've been asking everybody that joins us every week. Now, this one's a little bit unfair because I know you've only been here for a limited time. But Jared Sandler, who handles the pre- and post-game show duties for us here on The Fan, he is describing one of your current teammates. And listening to his description, I'd like you to guess which teammate of yours you think he's describing. Here's the audio for you.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive.
Okay, what?
We'll play it for you one more time. Which fellow teammate do you think is being described here?
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive.
Robertson.
Ooh, okay.
That's a really good guess.
That is a hell of a guess. That is not the correct answer. We will let you know when we see and talk with you in the future what is the next answer. We can play that back for you. But thank you so much, man, for taking the time to join us. Give him hell out there. We'll be pulling for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're the man. There he goes. Andrew Chafin joining us here. Man, how about that? You get to look into Friends in Low Places as your walkout song?
How about that? I get to give him some Pluckers wings, too, by the way.
Dude, give him some of those wings.
We get him a $100 gift certificate for joining us today. We got 8 of those Pluckers in the DFW locations. Do you always feel like it's kind of a dangerous game to play it with new players when you do that audio?
I was debating, like, if we should even do it, but we did it with Carson Kelly. And honestly, I kind of like the awkward interaction with
him. I kind of feel like that he doesn't give a damn.
He doesn't. He doesn't care.
Yeah, he was so happy to, like, hang up with you and I after that interview.
He doesn't. And the last
I'm asking
really
about farm
do,
and ranch night.
I want to go catfishing with the man.
Yeah, I do too.
Like,
I did not want to talk baseball with him. I'm like, let's talk
I had no baseball questions for that man.
Besides baseball.
If you know how to move dirt around with a big old tractor thing, I'm kind of like interested in what you're doing. Yeah.
Is this man
contracting on his time off? What is he doing? Like to move that much dirt around?
I think Lucius, he plays baseball so he can buy equipment. I think that's what
he just
does.
Goes in his field and makes something.
He like pitches baseball.
Make a little softball area right here. Yeah, I need a little volleyball situation.
Yeah. We're going to have a party here tonight.
Huge.
Yeah. He's got some big equipment there. They got some. Yeah, they're doing it right.
Big equipment. Yeah. All right, let's catch up with our buddy John Machota of The Athletic. Jerry's been talking out there. What are John's takeaways from that? And, of course, the practice. That's next here in The Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.